Now it is guest time, and it's just coming up to 10:30, and I'm joined on the line by Natasha. So very good morning.
Morning.
So tell us what's happened in your family.
Okay, so Friday just gone, my cousin has been diagnosed with leukemia. He's 25, he's 6 foot 2, firefighter, fit as a fiddle, you know, loves his bodybuilding, he hasn't really ever stepped a foot wrong, and, you know, he's been smacked in the face with this. And we have been told that he can have chemo, but the chemo won't work alone. So we need to encourage people to become donors on the Anthony Nolan stem cell register, as well as the DKMS blood register. So he will need a bone marrow transplant to see it through.
If you go along to the Anthony Nolan website, which is all the W's, anthonynolan.org, you can register there.
Absolutely crucial that people do it, so then people like my cousin can find a match. So I've already registered. I've just got to wait for my kit to come through. I believe it's a kit where you do a swab test and then you send it off, and then that's you registered, and you'll receive your donor card with your own identity number on there.
Yeah, and you only have the procedure if they find a match. So basically you're on the database once you've done the swab, and obviously the more people that register, the more that they can help people to recover from blood cancers. So it must have been a real shock for him.
Oh my god, unbelievable shock, because he's, you know, he's always been a well boy, well, one such a man.
Yeah.
He's always been really well, he's always been into his fitness, like his icon is Arnold Schwarzenegger, so he's really like active and he's very clever. So this has just been a huge shock to everyone. Huge shock.
Yeah.
But he is, obviously, he has to stay in hospital now. And he can't come out until the chemo's finished, I believe.
Yeah.
So, and obviously with COVID times and everything, it's a little bit of a struggle with visitors. He can't have visitors. So, but he's his room's been kitted out for him, so he's not going to be totally bored.
Yeah. Has he got some Christmas decorations and stuff gone up?
Well, I did get him a tree with some baubles, but they wasn't allowed to put it up because of, you know, dust and infection and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not the end of the world. We're just going to do Christmas properly when he comes out.
Yes. This can happen to anybody. As you said, fit as a fiddle, no issues. It can happen to anybody at any time. So if you do want to do something where you have a look at the Anthony Nolan website, as Natasha said, you just do a swab. They send you the kit, and then you might not ever hear from them, or in a couple of years or a couple of months or whatever, you might say, we've actually got a match. And then it's up to you whether you want to carry on with the next step. But there are loads. If you go onto the Anthony Nolan website, they will tell you exactly what would happen with the next step and how it helps the patient that you are matched with.
Yes. And I do understand that not everyone would want to become a donor. It's quite a personal thing to do.
Yeah.
But we do believe friends. So if anyone who's listening can say a prayer if they don't want to become a donor, or they can encourage other people to say a prayer and become a donor, that would be amazing.